Once again, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
A 1-1 week for you guys as well. Last week at home, you lost a tough one by two to Elon on Thursday night, but then bounce back and get a good win over a good Towson team, 69-62 on Saturday. Give me your view on those two games last week.
Well, I thought, we had a pretty good week defensively. Both teams shot, both Towson and Elon, shot under 40% against our defense. So we were happy about that. Offensively, we weren't as efficient as we have been and, need to pick that up. But overall, I thought we were competitive in both games against two very good teams and, hopefully that bodes well for the future.
How important was it for you to get that win on Saturday to regain some momentum? You guys are getting ready to start a three-game road swing and to beat a quality team like Towson. How important was the win for some momentum?
Yeah, each and every game is important. Obviously happy to get back in the winning column and get back on track. This year's been kind of funny. We have nine losses. None of them have been by more than three possessions. We've been in each and every game. I thought we've played competitively. It's been different things, and you can't always put your finger on it. Sometimes it's foul shooting. Sometimes it's a missed rebound. Sometimes it's the defense. But this team has competed each and every game out, and certainly we know what point in the calendar we're at. We need to pick it up, and we got a difficult week ahead of us.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on how good the defense was last week in both those games, holding both of them to under 39%. But another big stat, I thought, even on the boards against the Towson team that usually leads that category by a wide margin, how big was that in the game on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a very, very competitive game, back and forth each way, bunch of leads change, but I think we got enough stops to earn us victory, and rebounding's a big part of it. Every time you lace them up against Towson, you're in for a battle on the backboards, and our guys were up for the challenge on Saturday night.
As I touched on with all the coaches, we've hit just over the midway point of CAA play, and as you said, it's been a different year. You guys have had long losing streaks and then the couple of losses and now back on the win. But when it's all said and done here, you're sitting in third place, 6-4 in the league. And as we head into these next 4 weeks, what would you like to see your team be able to do a little better? And what do you feel like you've done well to get to 6-4 in the league?
Yeah, I mean, first thing, I'd like to get healthy, we lost two starters from opening day. We're a little short in the rotation, so if we can remain health as healthy as we are, and maybe even get a little healthier down the stretch, that would be a big boost. Like I said, I'm proud of our team. We've been competitive in each and every game. There have been no real major letdowns. There have been, execution flaws either on offense or defense that have prevented us to win at a really high level. But on the positive side, I think we've, for a young group and a group that's really been immersed in different roles each and every one of us, they've met the challenge and competed very, very well throughout a difficult, non-conference and conference schedule.
You guys head to William and Mary on Thursday. It's a team you haven't seen since New Year's Eve, and you had an impressive 20-point win over them. Obviously, they've been playing much better here, especially over the last couple of weeks. What did you do so well in that game, and what have you seen from them over the last few weeks that's changed?
Well, I think they're playing about as well as anybody in the conference right now, particularly at home. They're an explosive offensive team, evidenced by last night. They just get scoring from each and every position, and you know, Tony and his staff do an outstanding job. They're just so efficient on the offensive end. You can't be off your spot by an inch, or otherwise they'll take advantage of it. And they got some great senior leadership. You know, we're just going to have to, you know, play with tremendous amount of energy and composure. You know, they're going to go on their runs, particularly in their building, and hopefully we can maintain our composure and get great execution on both sides of the ball.
What did you guys? What were you able to do so effectively defensively in the first meeting to limit them to 64?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. You know, it's always a double-edged sword. I think that they, you know, Tony's team always gets better during the year, and they weren't running their stuff as well as they're running it right now. You know, I'd like to say it was all us, but I think, you know, at your early part in the season, you're playing different lineups and so on. He's a lot deeper right now. His guys are playing better. I thought we did a solid job against their stuff. You know, always you're trying to take away the easy baskets, whether they're in transition or, you know, with their stuff, guarding the stuff at the rim. But, you know, other than that, you know, we played with pretty good energy out of the gate. And, you know, I think that was the story in the first game.
One of the things, going back to the two games last week, you guys in the Elon game, and maybe it's just the difference in the tempos of the game, but 4 or 5 against from the free throw line against Elon, but you guys get to the line 36 times against Towson and hit 25. Was that just the difference in the game, or a more concerted effort maybe to drive the ball?
No, I think. You know, Elon does a very good job of defending without fouling. They're very, very physical, particularly at the rim. But we weren't able to get any fouls in those situations. Towson's a little bit more aggressive on the backboards and so on. I thought some of those fouls were, late game where they were trying to stop the clock and manage the game. But, you know, we've been a team that gets the line extremely well all year long, particularly T.J. Williams and his style of play, being able to attack the basket and attack the paint, you know, has gotten him to the free throw line a bunch this year, and hopefully, he'll be able to do that and continue to do that and generate some easy points from the foul line for us.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time here today, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Great. Thank you very much. Everybody have a great day.